Let's go now to the decision in Pakistan announced yesterday to press charges against the former military ruler Pervez Musharraf for the murder of Benazir Bhutto. It was in 2007 that the then ex-Prime Minister Bhutto was killed in a suicide attack. The former military leader has denied the charges, but if convicted, Pervez Musharraf could face the death penalty. Christopher Sneddon is the Director of Asia Calling Consultancy and an expert on Pakistani affairs. Christopher, good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Oh, good morning, Fran. Thank you.
This is the first time a former military leader has been charged. Is this the judicial process alive and well and working in Pakistan, or is this more of a political statement?
It's a little bit of both, but it's really the judicial process more, I think, taking precedence over the political process, because this is a charge of murder. There is a more political charge that he may face of treason, which would be very serious, and Nawaz Sharif, the Prime Minister, is quite willing to prosecute that particular charge. But this one seems to be more about the process of finding out who's responsible for the death of Benazir Bhutto.
And what do we know about that Pervez Musharraf, the military ruler who took charge of the country in a coup, then elected Prime Minister? We don't know much about the case against him, do we, on this count?
No, and it's going to be very hard to prove this case because he's been charged, there's 11 charges, the three most important are murder, conspiracy to murder and the facilitation of murder. I don't think the first one's going to get up. I don't think he murdered her. Whether he was involved, whether there was a conspiracy or whether that's a difficult one as well. The facilitation one has probably got a few more legs because the Pakistan military and police services didn't really provide terribly good security for Benazir Bhutto. So he's in a difficult situation, but there's other charges outstanding as well. So if he gets off on this one, then there's another one. He's been accused of murdering a former Baluchi senior politician called Nawab Bhakti. So he's got that one. And then there's this possible treason one. And his real flaw at the moment is that he has no major constituency. The only people who are going to support him to any degree, it seems, are some people in the Pakistan army. So to some extent, he's politically expendable and on the margins, and that's part of his problem as well.
He's obviously felt this because it's one of the reasons he was in self-imposed exile. But getting back to the death of the killing of Benazir Bhutto, people have been charged with this, they've been convicted of this murder. How early in the piece was the finger starting to be pointed at Pervez Musharraf?
Well, basically as soon as it happened because of the poor security,
right,
and the fact that her head was available to be shot at, to put it very crudely. Mm. She should have been undercover, and that was quite a well-known fact. And there's various conspiracy theories about this, but the fact that the blood was washed away so soon after the crime, was that part of a conspiracy, and who was responsible for the conspiracy? Was it the police, the law enforcement, or was it the general himself and powers higher up in the Inter-Services Intelligence Directorate, which is the organisation that does all of these nefarious things within Pakistan and against India and places like that.
Pervez Musharraf has denied the charges. Do you have any sense of what evidence might be tabled at the trial?
Well, apparently there's a friend of Benazir Bhutto's, an American, who was there after she had a very serious conversation with Musharraf, and he apparently threatened her. And she then wrote a letter that said, if I'm killed, there's four people that you should be looking at seriously, one of whom was General Musharraf. But I don't know that that's terribly strong evidence. There's a lot of hearsay, and whether this American gentleman is prepared to testify remains to be confirmed yet. So I think it's going to be quite difficult to prove, but it's the other things that'll keep going. They're going to continue to inconvenience Mr. Musharraf. And the other factor, of course, is that there are people who would like to kill him, and he's now essentially under house arrest. Mm. His house just outside Islamabad has been made a sub-jail by the Supreme Court, and he did testify in the flesh in Rawalpindi yesterday, but most of the evidence is going to be by video link because the security involved getting him from his farmhouse to Rawalpindi is such that it's unjustifiable and very difficult to guarantee. So he's a man who's under personal threat as well.
It's 17 to 9 on Breakfast. We're speaking with Christopher Sneddon, the Director of Asia Calling Consultancy. He's an expert on Pakistani affairs. There is no love lost between Musharraf and the current Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif. In fact, Nawaz Sharif was sentenced to life in prison when he was deposed by Musharraf back in 1999. He was allowed to go into exile in Saudi Arabia. So there are old scores to settle between these two.
Oh, there are. some significant old scores, and we might actually see in due course the reverse of the situation, that Musharraf is convicted of one of these crimes and either does some time, or there's provision within the Pakistan constitution for the president to give a pardon to somebody who's committed a crime, and then Musharraf might be pardoned and forced into exile, the reason being to look after his very ill mother who's apparently in Dubai, or the third way out of the impasse, I suppose, is for him to die as a result of an assassination or some other nasty event. But there is really bad blood between the two of them, and if the Prime Minister, Mr. Sharif, decides to push this treason charge, then it's quite clear that General Musharraf did abrogate the Constitution in 1999, and he's that would be a serious charge, which could also result in him being sentenced to death, and again the president's having to perhaps pardon him or exile him or him to do some minimal amount of time. It's interesting because the new president is also from the same community. They're both Mahajirs whose families moved across from India in 1947 to Pakistan. So there may be, and it's a big may, some sort of link between them that way.
Christopher, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Christopher Sneddon, Director of Asia Calling Consultancy, an expert on Pakistani affairs, and this case against the former Prime Minister and former military ruler General Pervez Musharraf has been adjourned until the 27th of August.